Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And welcome, everybody. We are so proud to have you here. We're here to talk about the plants at your place. All you have to do is pick up that telephone and give us a call. Very important that you give us a call. If you just start talking, no one's going to know. Certainly I won't. But if you'll pick up the phone, call 800-288-WBAP. You will be greeted. You will be screened. And it's a lot easier than screening at the TSA booths. And then you'll be air ready. You'll be deemed air ready. If you're coherent when you call through, you will be deemed air ready. 800-288-9227. That's 800-288-WBAP. I just posted on my Facebook page, it may be very, very lonely in the garden booth at WBAP this morning. It's kind of that in-between limbo time. And that means that people are still kind of getting over Christmas and looking forward and making plans for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and maybe not at 27 degrees thinking about the great out of doors right now. But you know what? This is our best chance to talk. It's our chance to visit and figure out exactly what you want to do for the upcoming gardening year. So I hope you will give us a call. We'll get our program underway momentarily, and you can be a first caller up if you will call. Once again, that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Randy Williams is running the boards and doing all the stuff that requires any kind of electricity today. He is electrically talented. He's a very electric person. And screening for me today is Mike Sutton. This is a bittersweet day for me because Mike has been my friend and will continue to be my friend. He's going to be one of our landscape school consultants, so I'll still cross paths with Mike. But this is his final day to screen for me. And I think he just got finally fed up with, since he's from Purdue, working alongside a guy who graduated from Ohio State. It just was more than he could stand after 18 years. Mike is tops in the game. He's just the best, and I'm very, very grateful, and I'll say more about that later in the day. But Mike Sutton screening for me today. He is a Purdue graduate in horticulture, and he has specialized in turf. Mike has meant a huge amount to me over those years, and I'm really going to miss him, and we are very grateful, and we thank him. So that's our team for today. Jerry Overton's no slouch. He's in there gathering the news for you. Does that 24 hours a day. Even in his sleep, he is gathering news. Please do call right now, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. I'll give you our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then I'm going to rely on the fact somebody's going to call through here and want to talk about plants. Our dog today is Sugar. Sugar looks like caramel sugar. Beautiful dog. I took a look at her. I always look at my pets of the week just to see if there's anything unusual or anything noteworthy of them, and she just has a sweetness about her. She's a beautiful Labrador mix with a gorgeous smile, an adorable personality. Sugar is 1 year old. She was transferred to the SPCA of Texas November 4 from another shelter. Now, Sugar is an active girl. She's only a year old, so you might expect that. She loves regular exercise and mental stimulation to keep her brain busy. Sugar's favorite thing to do is to get a nice, long back scratch after an afternoon at the dog park. And if you're looking for the perfect family pet, Sugar is your girl. Come meet this sweet girl. Meet her today. See why she would make the perfect companion for you. She is at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA of Texas. And Sugar is your dog if you'll get out there today and adopt her. And let me just tell you that the two SPCA shelters are extremely cheerful. They're lovely facilities. They're neat. They're clean. They're friendly. They are staffed with volunteers who really know their dogs and cats and really are on top of that game and would be happy to assist you in matching you up with a pet. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit their website, spca.org/findapet. And that's all one word, no hyphens, no anything. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Sugar's already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for meet and greet. They invite you. Now, she is at the McKinney Shelter at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411, Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer. And Stacy Road there is they're at Custer and Main Street on Stacy. It's two roads with three names at the same intersection. It's Main Street coming out of Frisco. It's Stacy as you go east of Custer. And just a eighth of a mile, quarter of a mile. It's not very far. It's just down a small hill. You are at the SPCA entrance. You go back in, go in the front door. You'll be greeted by kitties. Lots of kitties. That's where they have their cat display house. And then the dogs are off to the right, and you'll see the one-acre dog walking park where they train the dogs. They work with these dogs. So you're adopting Sugar today or one of the other wonderful pets at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. The Dallas Shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. They and the McKinney Shelter both are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Don't know about the 1st of January, but otherwise 7 days a week. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by my friends, the great growers and vendors called Rubles. Rubles Plants of Texas. Their main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. That's in the farmers market area, and they've been there a long time, and they really have incredible merchandise. Dallas goes there for plants, and Rubles is having a huge year-end sale. The gift shop is having a post-Christmas sale. Stock up on Christmas decorations for next year and years to come. Rubles grows the freshest plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. New plants are delivered daily all through the year. Come on out to Rubles Market location for all your beautiful Christmas decorations from their interior garden. Now, they're open 8 to 6 every day of the year. Rubles at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. You just have to see it to believe it. It's just glorious. That's in the Farmers Market, and their phone number there, if you want to call them for any more information, 214-744-9100. 214-744-9100. Lakewood is at 7219 East Grand. Lemon Avenue is 6630 Lemon Avenue. The Rubles family wants to thank all of their customers for a great 2012. They've had a good year. Looking forward to an even better year in 2013. They invite you to go to Rubles.com for a big announcement in January. I can't wait to see what that is. Rubles is spelled R-U-I-B-A-L-S. Rubles.com, Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
All right, thank you very, very much there, Steve, and good guy. Let me go first to Linda in Fort Worth, and I understand all lines are filled. I don't see that part of the radio station from my screen, and so no need to call right now. As we empty lines, I'll give you the number again. Linda in Fort Worth, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I called because we are looking at one side of our yard that has no grass or no weeds. My husband used the 2,4-D on it successfully to kill the weeds, but he thinks he put on too much application and it killed the grass too. And so we are wanting to resod that side, and I was wanting to till it first because it is so sandy, and I just wondered if there is something that I can add in there that will stay close to the surface so the sand doesn't leach all the minerals out.
All right, I have all kinds of things I need to ask you about, and I'll try to keep this to less than a three-hour program.
Okay.
The first thing is 2,4-D. It would be, you'd almost have to drown grass with 2,4-D to kill it. When was this treatment made?
I'm going to say he did it in June.
All right. And what kind of grass was there?
St. Augustine.
All right. How much shade does that area have?
Not much.
Full
afternoon.
Sun? Full sun?
Yeah,
except for a little bit of afternoon shade then, okay?
Yeah.
All right. One thing that can happen with St. Augustine, if it's extremely hot when you spray, if you spray in the sunny, hot part of the day, you can kill St. Augustine with a spray, not because of too much, just because, as it will tell you on the label, you shouldn't be using it in the extreme heat of the summer.
Okay, so, my husband just whispered in my ear, he said Dimension, not 2,4-D. I apologize.
Well, Dimension is a pre-emergent. That's not going to kill a lawn. All right. I'm I'm unable to process and go much farther to help you. Let me try to help the other question that you asked, because I can definitely help you there.
All right.
Organic, and please hear the second part of the answer, which I almost want to give you first. The first part will be very encouraging. Second part is going to cut your legs off.
Okay.
To improve any soil in which we're trying to garden, for example, for flowers or vegetables, we add organic matter. It will loosen the clay soil. It will help sandy soils hold moisture and nutrition. So organic matter is always the fallback answer for improving any soil. The problem, here comes the saw now, I'm cutting. The problem is that organic matter decays, and so after 2 or 3 or 4 years, you're back to where you started. It's gone, and you have your native soil again. If you have that much sunlight, you can get grass to grow. Bermuda grass is a little more shade, a little more drought tolerant than St. Augustine. St. Augustine is a little more shade tolerant, and so you have to decide if you have enough sunlight for Bermuda. You don't have to add anything to that soil. If you had no soil, if you were just on a white rock caliche hilltop, I would suggest bringing soil in, but I'm not going to suggest that to you, because you can do very well with sand. All the sod farms in Texas, here's my helper, all the sod farms in Texas, or many of them, are on fairly sandy soil to make digging more plausible.
Okay.
So that's a matter of just fertilizing and watering a little more often, less per time. You don't use any more nutrition, you don't use any more water, you just put it on a little more frequently because of the nature of the soil. As for why the grass died, don't know. You don't resod or replant until mid-April, so you have a little while to be thinking on that.
Thank you for that. I was wondering about that, too.
So there you go.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. You bet. It's Neil. Thanks for the call. All right, and let's see where we're headed now. Would be to our first long break, and that's not a long break. Boy. If you tell people that, they say, oh, I'm going back to sleep. I'll see if he has only short breaks later in the program. This is not a very long break, as breaks in radio go. But let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and the wrap-up of our 2013 Texas Garden Calendar offer. We're going to be able to go a little farther, but not a lot farther, because we have been selling a ton of calendars over the last few weeks. We had three times the orders on my statewide program yesterday that we had a couple weeks ago, so they're really, people are beginning to realize, I better be getting that calendar. My calendar tells you in more than 10,000 words, and my son listened to that ad one day, and he said, Dad, that sounds intimidating to people. They're gonna say, man, I can't figure all that stuff out. It's not intimidating. It's bullet by bullet by bullet in short, concise statements. You do this on this second week of January or whatever. And so it's 300 or 400 bullets that tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and protect from insects and diseases. Protect the plants at your place. That's at the bottom of a beautiful wall calendar for 2013, and that comes at a 1/3 savings when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine is 27 years old. The calendar is the 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and you get all of it for just $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. That covers the box and it covers the postage. And that is your price. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every last penny, or I'll refund it all. I know it'll help you, and I know the calendar alone will pay for the cost of the entire offer by helping you make good decisions at the right time. Call while we still have calendars. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Thank you, thank you. Let me tell you about Silver Thai Cuisine. You like Thai food? I didn't know much about Thai food. Our son Todd took us to a Thai restaurant in Atlanta. This is 10 or 15 years ago, and I said to my wife, that's good stuff. And so we started looking for the best Thai restaurant in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we ended up at a restaurant that now goes by the name of Silver Thai Cuisine. It's a part of the Samui family. The young man who owns Silver Thai worked at Samui, and they decided that he would buy that restaurant. He has retained everything. He's retained the personnel. He has retained the menu and everything. He started as a busboy 12 or 13 years ago, and then he worked in the kitchen. Then he became a chef. Then he became a waiter, and then he became the owner. Love this place. We eat there frequently, and they have some of our favorite places to go. Silver Thai Cuisine in Allen. And I'll tell you how to find them. In fact, it's about a long block west of US 75 on McDermott, the biggest of the Allen exits. 906 West McDermott, right beside Jason's, right behind Starbucks. Two other food service places. I don't think Ken will mind my telling you that. Each meal is prepared fresh to your specifications, and our entire family enjoys going there. Menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes, and they will help you find something that you will love. Our office family is going to be celebrating our our Christmas dinner there sometime in the next couple of weeks. Didn't quite get it done before Christmas. Too much work going on at the office. You will enjoy Silver Thai Cuisine. I hope you get to meet Ken. He is almost always there. Biggest smile in the world. 908 West McDermott, two blocks west of US 75, and that's right by Waters Crossing, the street. It's Silver Thai Cuisine. Phone number, if you want to carry out, you bet they do that. 972-747-7452. 972-747-7452. Silver Thai Allen.com. You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com, and Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net. All right, I want to tell you about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. I always begin, or very often begin, their message here by saying, this is the hospital in which our daughter's life was saved 7 years ago. Yes, we are very beholden to this wonderful hospital, enough so that my wife is on the Baylor board for Baylor McKinney. We just want to give back. And Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano probably has that kind of reputation with a lot of people. A lot of miracles happen at Baylor Plano. One of the things that is very special about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano is the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. Baylor's Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, where they specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and through extensive testing, and then they determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center, located on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call them at 1-888-781-5558. 888-781-5558. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com. To our phones, we have Faye and Forney. Faye, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Faye. Faye and Forney. Maybe not there.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. How can I help you?
I have an old existing flower bed across the front of the house that I've pulled out all the shrubbery. It's about 40 years old, And I want to start totally over and renew the soil. It's on the west side, and so I especially want to ask about using the expanded shale.
All right. It's a wonderful addition. If I'm preparing a garden, for what will be planted in there?
Some shrubbery and just annuals.
All right. I do different levels of soil preparation depending on what I'm going to be planting in an area. Annuals get the maximum, so would perennials and so would vegetables. Shrubs, small shrubs like dwarf yaupon holly also would get pretty much the maximum bed preparation. By the time I'm up to things that are going to grow waist high, I don't give them all that much. Expanded shale is a little bit costly, and so I like to concentrate it in the parts of the beds where the flowers will be.
Okay.
And the vegetables.
Okay.
But having said that, the best way to prepare soil for annuals would be to put in about 3 or 4 inches of organic matter, probably 4. I would use 2 inches of Canadian sphagnum peat moss. I would use 1 inch of well-rotted compost or rotted manure, or you could use 1 inch of both, and 1 inch of a pine bark mulch. Those
okay.
break down at different rates, and so they give a sustained improvement to the soil. And then I would add in 1 inch of expanded shale and rototill all that down about 12 inches deep. A little mini tiller is perfect for that if it's a small bed. And be careful of any pipes that might be in there, any other utilities. In the shrub area, for small shrubs, I'd probably just make it wide enough to encompass them as well. For larger shrubs, I'd probably just make sure I had good soil. I'd add in compost, and that might be all I'd add for them. They'll have to grow in the native soil for a long period of time. So that's the difference. If you improve the soil, it's kind of like that lawn question I had earlier. If you improve the soil for turf grass, what happens when those improvements oxidize and break down? Suddenly you're back to the old soil you had. Well, shrubs are going to be that way. They're going to be there a long time, and so you need to choose shrubs that are adapted to whatever you have natively, unless you're going to replace all of the soil. So that's kind of what I would do. I'd add the 4 inches of organic matter and then 1 inch of expanded shale and a rototill down, and that should be a great garden for you.
Well, I know this sounds like a simple answer, but I don't understand. Do I put in the organic matter and then till that in and then start with the next layer?
No, that's a very good question. I just presume things, and that's fine. If I go to the auto repair shop and they say, and then you start your car and it runs wonderfully, and I say, well, I don't understand how I got to that point. And that's kind of what I did to you. No, what I would do is you get all the debris out of the way from whatever was there before, and I think you're there now.
Yes.
Then you rototill to get that soil loose while it has nothing in it other than the soil.
Okay.
That makes it easier to blend the things
yeah.
later. Then you add the organic matter and the expanded shale on top of it all, and rototill and retill and retill. You rototill once before you add all 5 ingredients. You rototill once after you have them all up on top, and then you're finished.
Okay.
I don't know how you make. I guess when you're mixing in a mixing bowl in the kitchen, I'm not much of a chef, but I guess you fold things in and blend things in. Well, we're not doing it that way. We're just we're doing it one time through.
Okay, well, just one other question.
Sure.
About that bed. We live by a pasture, and seed blows in, and I'll have all this bare ground waiting till I get it all planted. So should I put a pre-emergent to keep seed from growing?
I would not, because that might inhibit the growth of your annuals when you get ready, even if they're
okay.
just little transplants. What I would do is probably mulch the bed with 1 inch or 2 of pine bark mulch. That's the same
yes.
mulch that I would mix into
yes.
the soil. I would save a couple bags back and put that on top, and maybe put 1 inch on top. You know what you could do, Faye? You could do all the ingredients except that.
Uh-huh.
Here's exactly what I would do. I would get the soil all ready, but when you start that second tilling where you're combining the peat moss and the rotted manure and the and whatever else we mentioned, don't put the pine bark mulch in yet. As soon as you've rototilled and raked it, then put the pine bark mulch on top as a mulch, then come back right before you plant and till it in. And
okay.
then that'll blend it in. Meanwhile, it served as a mulch to keep the weed seeds away.
Okay.
There. We got a plan. We're a team.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a short break here and the news, and then we have our longest segment, and I'll get to a bunch of calls there. Got some good questions coming up. I have never, Melissa in Georgetown, had it's Rick in, where'd that one go? Oh, it moved to the top. That's what happened. Joe in Plano. Everything scrolled, and I didn't notice the scroll. Planting in a steel cauldron. Did you ever have that question? I didn't. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for anything aquatic. For 39 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water and water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and supplies and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. Most pool pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or if it stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call. And their phone number, they're closed today, but they'll be open tomorrow, 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard can be installed automatically, turning your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. This is easy for you and it's great for the pool. If Old Man Winter's already frozen your pool equipment, you need to call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537, and that would be for repair service. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, that's where Mary Travelin, my announcer, works. That's at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Shop tomorrow, Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I spent a lot of time this week finalizing my part and others' parts of our home landscape school coming up Saturday, January 26. Now, this will be an all-day event, and I've been thinking about how this sounds to your ears when I tell you about it. We are going to help you design a landscape project for your home. Maybe it's a new entryway for your front of your home, or a patio, or a new pool landscape, or whatever it is. And we don't do pool design, but we certainly do the plantings around the pool. And those are the sorts of projects that people bring to us, and they say, I really want to do this or that. I'd like to feature drought-tolerant plants, or I'd like to have a hummingbird garden, or I'd like to have this or that. And our consultants help with that. Well, the beginning of it is an all-day class on Saturday, January 26, where we teach you the principles of good design, and we teach you how to draw a plan to scale, and then we work alongside you. In fact, 2 weeks later, we give you a 30-minute consultation at no additional charge with a landscaping professional. This is held in North Dallas, and you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge then of how to design other projects around your home. It really is cool. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, two of my best friends, will be joining me on stage to teach that day. I'm going to be teaching a lot more than I ever have. Now, this is our 18th annual. It is sponsored by the great folks at Callaway's, a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School, Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful, and Dixon Brothers. You just heard me talk about them. They're a sponsor of the 2013 Home Landscape School, Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. To register, we have a few seats remaining for the landscape school. To register, you call my office. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. Again, the operative days, all day Saturday, January 26 in Plano, and then 30 minutes either February 9 or February 10, your choice. That'll be in North Dallas for the consultations. It's $199, $239, two people, same household. Call today before 11. Or you can also sign up on my website at neilsperry.com. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Hi, Jerry Overton. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We've got 30 degrees now at 8:35. No word on any settlement in Washington. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, partly sunny, a little warmer today. We're going to head up to about 50 for the high. Tonight, though, the clouds are going to be here. Rain should be starting at least by midnight. Look for an overnight low of 38 for tomorrow. Cloudy skies, going to be cold and wet with rain all through the area. Some of it could be heavy, and it'll be rolling out, we're told, by evening. Look for the high tomorrow to be around 47. Cloudy skies in Fort Worth, 30 degrees, 32 degrees at Love Field. It's 30 at DFW Airport. And now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And no major accidents or stalls reported right now on the area roadways. Watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closure 635 east and westbound between 75 Central and I-35 East Stemmons. This report brought to you by Target. If the words flu-like symptoms make you want to take a sick day, stop by Target Pharmacy for a no-appointment-needed flu shot. Your daily dose of not-so-fast flu. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, if there's any deal at all to avoid the looming physical cliff, we're told it's not going to be the grand plan envisioned when lawmakers deliberately enacted distasteful tax increases and spending cuts as an incentive. Any compromise now, we're told, likely to put off some big decisions and add the likelihood of another stare down not too far down the road. In New Delhi, protesters clashing with police today in the latest demonstration demanding speedy punishment for the man alleged to have raped and beaten a 23-year-old woman. A young woman like this student, especially up in arms, saying violence against women occurs daily in India.
It touches you, right? Like on a very personal level.
And the victim of the attack a couple of weeks ago died yesterday of her internal injuries. Police say two young boys from Georgia who were reported missing on Thursday have been found in Central Texas, and their father is facing charges. Brothers Ben and Henry Cleary, ages 9 and 7, were found in Austin along with their father, who has been arrested. Again, looking for a high today of 50, it is 30 degrees. From the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. And they, of course, also do heating and air conditioning. Dallas Plumbing has served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex since 1903, all the way through all of that time. What have they seen? What innovations in heating and air conditioning and plumbing have they seen in that time? Family owned by the Downs family for four generations, it's one company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I want to tell you, just to speak from the heart on this one, this is a company that if you went out, if you're a garden broadcaster and you say, I want a non-gardening advertiser, I'd like to get somebody in plumbing, this was the one I dreamed I would get, because we were very happy customers of Dallas Plumbing. All of the fixtures in our home had been bought at their showroom, and that is just a wonderful showroom of quality equipment, and I'll give you the address in just a moment. And I knew their reputation, and they do all of our work. They have won the awards, and they have won the award of customer satisfaction since 1903. You don't stay around that long unless you are very, very good. Dallas Plumbing offers customers who have not used their services in the past 3 years or new customers $50 off their first plumbing or air conditioning heating service call. Dallas Plumbing offers plumbing parts to the public and to the trade weekdays 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to noon, and that is at their showroom, and that's easy to get to, 11055 Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road. Right now, Dallas Plumbing offers $100 off the installation of a tankless water heater. Wonderful opportunity to upgrade your old water heater. I think I'm going to talk to them about that. That just sounds good. We find lots of reasons to call Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. For more information, go to their website if you wish. That's DallasPlumbing.com, DallasPlumbing.com. But I remind you, they serve all of Dallas and Tarrant counties. Their phone number is 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
So here is a company that I've advertised for whom I've advertised 32 years. They've been in business 38 years, and they're children compared to Dallas Plumbing, but they're equally important to the look and feel of your home, and that's Dalworth Clean. They're the same kind of quality, dedication to customer service, customer satisfaction. This is a wonderful company. The new carpeting that they installed at my magazine office about 3 weeks ago, and the new vinyl flooring that they installed, oh my goodness, it's glorious. These folks are just the best. So for all of your flooring needs, most of what I talk about with Dalworth Clean has to do with cleaning your existing floors. After all, they got into the business cleaning carpets. $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow morning at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. Rely on Dalworth quality and service. If you need to have them redo floors, restore, clean, whatever it is, they do carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, fine rugs, they do it all. They have a shop at home van that will bring samples of the carpeting to your home. That's kind of how we bought the new carpeting for our magazine office, the new flooring. But you can also go to their storefront, which is Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. I've told you a lot of things in this ad. You need to go to the website, Dalworth.com, to see it all. For the carpet cleaning, $29 per area, 5 areas or more, you need to call them tomorrow, 214 or 817-267-8433, or once again, book online. That's at Dalworth.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborlogical Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very much. And we're ready to go to Joe in Plano. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have an antique cauldron, metal cauldron. You've seen in your career hundreds of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it does not have holes. I'm afraid I've tried sun, shade, everything always dies. I've had it for 40 years. I want to plant something, and I usually put in an imitation plant of some sort. Mm-hmm. But I've tried everything. I'm wondering if it has no holes, what do I do for the drainage? I think that's the problem. And also, does the metal leach into the dirt?
No, there's no problem with the metal. It's all about drainage. It's all about mineral salts. Probably drainage will get the plants before the mineral salts will. You always need a drain hole. And when a plant is outdoors, it's because of drainage. If you get 3 or 4 inch rain, that thing's going to be full, and it will be full and stagnant forevermore from that point on. If you had this just for some reason in a bank lobby or something indoors where you controlled all of the water, you could water it properly, but there's no way to leach out the excess mineral salts, and that's why containers indoors have to have drain holes. I will not buy a pot at a garden center that doesn't have a drain hole in it, even if it's the prettiest pot in the world. I know they can be drilled, but I don't want to take that gamble. So what you're left with in this case would be, it's a tough choice because you're going to have to leave plants in their original pots or in some kind of pot so you can lift them out to water them and then reinsert them back into the soil. There'd be a little hole left where you pulled the pot out, and that way you could water them properly, but you would not allow any incident rain to hit on it, because if it did, then you're right back where you started with a very high water table. There's no oxygen in soil when the water table moves up to the surface, and so plants literally drown. Their roots can't get any oxygen, so they just drown. So that's going to be your problem. I see those things used all the time, and I think people do drill holes in them. I'm not sure that I'm a masochist enough to try it, but... But it can. I think it can be done, or maybe, I don't know how they do it. It may do it with a welding torch or something, but I think you could get a hole put in it. And if you do that, then everything we've just said is negated, and you can plant anything you want in it.
I know. That's what I'm going to have to do. The gardener said that he could do that. But, I hated to destroy basically the antique. You know what I mean?
I understand completely. And that being the case, then I think you figure another way to use it in your landscape. Maybe put it up under a patio cover or something, and put something else in it. Put something decorative. Put branches, attractive branches,
yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have a better answer, because you can't fight nature. And if a plant's drowning, it's drowning.
Hey, I thought you could come up with a miracle.
Well, no, none at all, and certainly not that one.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for waiting on me. Melissa in Georgetown, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I want to know about pansies down here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we plant them now?
You can plant them now. The ideal time to plant pansies in the center third of Texas, east to west, would be in mid to late October.
I'd tried before, but
they certainly can be planted
hot.
Now.
It was too hot. Right. You know, this is the first time it's been cold. So now I'm asking.
Okay. Hang on. You're making an assumption. Pansies can be planted in mid to late October. I grew up in College Station, and I had a nursery in high school. And
right.
On my bicycle, I delivered pansies. I'd go meet the bus. They were bare-rooted at that point, and we planted them every year in late October. That was my task as a landscape contractor of sorts as a high school student. I had 15 or 20 customers, and I planted their entire pansy beds. That is the perfect time for planting. You'll see them in San Antonio. You'll see them in Austin. I know it was some years it can be very warm in October. You don't want to plant pansies when it is in the 90s in the daytime. Your goal is to wait. Hang on.
Yes.
Your goal is to wait until the daytime temperature is at 85 or below for a period of time. And that does happen in October in Georgetown. From that point on, you're okay. At higher temperatures, they stretch. If you wait until winter to plant them, you miss 2 months of good color.
Oh, well, okay, but I'd called before, and it was so hot, and they were selling them, trying to get rid of them. And it was like, I mean, I set up the whole bed.
Melissa, how can I help you?
How can I help? I want to know that. Could I still do them, plant them?
You can do it
now.
And
my next thing was, I think it's trumpet vine. It was magnificent all the way through this.
How can I help you with that?
Okay, well, now it's all dead, but I've never had a trumpet vine before.
Right.
So don't I leave it big with the big roots, everything dead like that, and it'll come back?
Is this something you planted?
No.
All right.
This is what I've rented.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I am renting a place, first time ever.
All right, let me help you. I'm running way behind now, and I've got to give you a good, succinct answer. Trumpet vine, if it is the native answer, trumpet vine is a very aggressive, invasive plant.
Yes.
I would. Okay, hang on, please.
Awesome.
Yeah, let me finish my answer, please. I beg of you. Trumpet vine is a very assertive plant that you do not want to have in a landscape. I would take it out if it's the native trumpet vine. If it is Madam Galen trumpet creeper, then that's a less invasive, much more attractive vine. It's still a big vine, but it does not root sprout all over the yard. So that's the way I would make that decision. And it will look bare in the winter. It's a deciduous vine, so that's its natural course. And you can do a little trimming on it, but you don't want to trim it too much or it won't bloom well for you the following year. Melissa, I appreciate your call. The pansy answer, I'm not budging on that one. I'm comfortable with my answer. It's actually so hard to find them now in a lot of nurseries that also kind of validates what I was saying. Appreciate the call. Rick and Kemp, you'll be coming up right after this break. You're a question I can help you with, and it's a little different than other rose pruning answers, just a little bit different. And then again, it's not. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get 1 year new or renewal of our magazine. And it's in its 27th year now. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. And in it, with this offer, you will also get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. We have calendars left, but not a lot of them. And the calendar tells you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I've been doing this 45 years, and this calendar is based on my experiences of when the best times would be. For example, it says, best time to plant pansies after the temperature break in October. Yes, it says you can plant them in January and February even, but you lose all that bloom. So that's an example of where I put in print what I'm saying. Bullet by bullet by bullet. 300 or 400 bullets telling you when to do all these tasks. 10,000 words. Beautiful calendar at a 1/3 savings by buying it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of all of that is just $38.95 and $3 postage and box fee for the calendar. And $38.95, I'll guarantee your satisfaction. Every penny of it, or I'll refund it all. I want you happy. You need to call. You must call before 11 today. Call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have 2 meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Thank you, Samantha. On behalf of the Serenity High students and staff and the McKinney Education Foundation, I want to give a very sincere thank you to the 100 or more people who bought the pens that I make as fundraisers for Serenity High. I sell pens all year long, but 100 sold in 3 weeks in December, and it was very busy. My hands felt like they were going to fall off. It takes a couple hours to make each pen. And so you can see them at neilsperry.com. We have photos of a lot of the pens there. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. And if you are thinking about that, let me give you just a little gentle shove, because it is a great idea. I resisted it for a long time, and finally we had a sponsor who came around, a potential sponsor, so we'd kind of like to talk to you about advertising in your program. And I went out to see what they had and what this was all about. And there were two factors that entered into my excitement in doing ads for Sunburst Shutters. Number one, there are three factors. Number one, first and foremost, they were nice people. I don't want advertisers who are not nice. Every one of my advertisers, nice people, these people especially so. Number two, they had a quality product. In fact, it's made of polywood, a synthetic man-made material that won't rot or crack or split or peel, that's color fast. That really got my eye. And number three, they looked fabulous. What more could you want? A place you can do business, where you're treated nicely, where they are careful about their bid, their measurements, their installation, incredibly careful, and where the product just makes you happy every time you see it. This is several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and every time I go in those parts of our house where we have sunburst shutters, my heart smiles. Yours will too. Sunburst Shutters. Give them a call. They'll come take measurements. If you want to go see the showroom, they'll welcome you there. Factory's right there. They'll probably open the door and let you see what they're doing. I don't know that they will, but I'll bet they will. That's the way they are. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Rick in Kemp, this is Neil. How can I help you, sir?
Well, Neil, in the spring of last year, I planted a Queen Elizabeth rose, and it struggled a little through that summer, but I guess this year it's got its feet firmly planted in this black gumbo, and it's gone wild. It's about 3 foot wide and six and a half feet tall. And my question is, how do I prune it? How severely? And any tips on pruning it?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth is a beautiful old rose, and it's a grandiflora rose. It's a big, big rose, a big plant. I'm going to compare it to a miniature rose that you're growing in a flower pot on the patio. Each of them is pruned by 50%, by half. Whatever the height is when you begin, you cut it to half of that height. So if it's 6 feet when you begin, it's going to be 3 feet when you're through. That's just the standard rule for pruning bush roses. You do that in early to mid-February. And each cut that you make should be about a quarter of an inch above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant. Your goal is to encourage outward growth. And so each cut is right above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. And if you get into it, Rick, and notice that there are some branches that just are weak and not contributing, you can remove those as well. But early February.
I was just, it grew so large. I was just.
It's a big rose.
And it's done beautifully.
Yeah.
And I thank you very much, sir.
Well, you are welcome very much. Have a happy new year. Appreciate your call very much. Well, we are up against the top of the hour newscast. And we welcome you to give us a call right now if you'd like. 800-288-WBAP. Dorothy in Milford will be our first call up in the next hour. 800-288-9227. I'm Neil Sperry here every Sunday morning, 8 until 11. Stay tuned, won't you please? We'll be back.